Wolf, get away from that computer.
Bollocks. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Surfshark. All you need in a VPN and more. Surfshark doesn't only increase online privacy, but it also helps you avoid hackers. If you ever use a public Wi-Fi hotspot, you should be using Surfshark to protect yourself from hackers by encrypting your online data. Surfshark also helps you access entertainment because the content you see is sometimes limited by your geographical location. Can't find something to watch on Netflix or other streaming services? You can unlock new libraries with Surfshark. You'll be able to access everything from news sources to social media apps that were previously unavailable to you. All you have to do is change your virtual location and access all the entertainment you want safely and securely. And you can try out Surfshark completely risk-free because they have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get Surfshark VPN at surfshark.deals/wolf. By using my name, Wolf, as the promo code. You not only get 83% off, but your first 3 months are free. We use it, and you should too. That's surfshark.deals/wolf. A great VPN. Secure your digital life today.
Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. Broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we're going to do another one of our In Other News. And, of course, normally we do not film In Other News to protect the identity of one of our frequent guests on In Other News. I understand you got some news about him that you need to share.
Well, as most of our regular listeners know, Pat Beeman has an island, and people with islands haven't had a good press recently.
That is true.
That is true. And unfortunately, the same fate has befallen our friend Pat Beeman.
Oh, no.
But unlike Jeffrey Epstein, this involves dolphins.
Now, Pat didn't kill himself.
Not yet. He hasn't not killed himself yet.
He hasn't not killed himself.
It's one of those things. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, there's the Department of Wildlife basically raided the island. He had some dolphins in some private collections.
Oh, no.
He'd been swimming naked with them. Ugh. That was on video, unfortunately. Yeah. Soon as we can find a clip with that, we'll upload that to our YouTube channel.
Pat's got a pretty good publicist machine that's probably going to keep that away.
Yeah, well, he's been banned from the Dallas Aquarium.
Oh.
He's still allowed to go to the regular Fort Worth Zoo because apparently he can't get in any of the tanks with any of the animals. So.
Do they have dolphins at the Fort Worth
Zoo? No. Okay. But just in case he sets his sight on some medium-sized fish.
Something other than dolphins.
Yeah. So until that gets resolved, Pat will be taking a little bit of a hiatus.
Right.
Yeah. So
well, hopefully we'll have him back soon.
Yeah. So anyway, I've got a bunch of fantastic articles, all of them true because I did get them from the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
I just realized, yeah. You know, this is the first time we've done In Other News on video.
It is.
Yeah. This is going to be weird.
Yeah.
Because you can't use that excuse of, you know, for the benefit of our listening audience. I mean, we do have video, but of course, we don't know how to take and put those up onto the video where people can see them.
Well, I do. I'm just going to hold my phone up to the camera.
Oh, are we going to do it that analog?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
That ought to turn out really well.
So I've got a story about a lion. Or maybe it's about a woman, but it involves a lion. Woman climbs Bronx Zoo barrier, tells lion she loves him while throwing $100 bills. King, I love you. I came back for you. Witnesses say she yelled.
Throwing $100 bills.
$100 bills.
Wow. Must be a good looking lion.
Well, I mean, from what I've heard, you can get quite a lot of action from throwing $1 bills. I'm figuring if you're throwing $100, that you're going to get a lot of lion action.
Do the lions know, like, the conversion of currencies
and stuff? I think you could train them to recognize basic numbers.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you can with cats and dogs. They can recognize.
Are you sure about that?
No, okay. Not at all.
I didn't think so.
I think I might have made that bit up. It sounded good.
Yeah. I wonder how many $100 bills she threw at the lion.
Well, I mean, it's used a plural word there, bills.
So, bills, plural.
So we're figuring at least two.
At least two.
What kind of woman has $200 or more to throw at a lion?
No. Apparently a rich one. It's not Ghislaine Maxwell, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just want to make sure.
We're just hoping she doesn't get dragged into the Pat Beeman case with the island because,
Hopefully. Hey, I haven't seen his name mixed up with Ghislaine
Dolphin trafficking is, on the rise.
Right.
Right. So, story at a glance. A woman visiting New York's Bronx Zoo on Thursday, trespassed to get closer to the lion exhibit. Donning a red dress with a leopard print scarf and holding roses, the woman told the lion she loved him and tossed $100 bills at it. So we don't even know the sex of the lion at this point because they've referred to it as it.
Oh. See, never even thought about it that way.
See, wokeness has already come in. We can't even gender specific the lion here.
Sad.
Witnesses believe it is the same woman who trespassed into the same lion exhibit in 2019. So what, they were there at 2019 when she did that one? Be like, oh, I recognize that fruitcake, bitch.
Right, but why did it take her so long to come back for the lion?
Well, it probably took her that while to save up the money.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, if you've got $100 bills laying around, I mean, you'd probably take the first opportunity. Maybe last time she went and trespassed, she didn't have any money, and the lion was like, "Yeah, go do one."
You're gonna come back with some cash.
Because look, I'll be honest with you, I've seen The Escape to Madagascar, and I need money to get there.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure the lion would probably want to do like a little honeymoon thing with her in Madagascar.
Yeah,
seems like a nice place if you're a lion to go on vacation.
I mean, we're obviously giving him a few more anthropomorphic qualities than he probably has. In actuality, he's probably just going to rape her than eat her.
But we don't know that.
Right.
And we're just assuming that.
We shouldn't
assume that. Well, you don't know. I mean, maybe there is some kind of a connection between the two of them.
Well, what if it's a female lion? Who's just going to like...
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, they're just going to donut bash, then she's going to eat her.
Well, whatever floats their boats, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we shouldn't look down upon her if, she wants to have a homosexual relationship with a lion.
Well,
I mean, isn't it bad enough she just wants to have a relationship with a lion? Now we're going to make it even worse with that? I don't think so.
I don't know. Well, it's actually got a photo of her here.
A photo of the lion or the woman?
Well, actually it does, yeah. The lion seems quite disinterested. First of all, before I hold this up to the camera, I want to show you the woman because my first thought was that she was going to be some 300-pound kind of woman who, I don't know, when you start turning into lions,
cat lady.
Yeah, well, not quite, because it's possible to keep cats and live a kind of, secluded lifestyle, but, going and telling your undying love to a lion in a zoo enclosure.
But technically, a lion is a cat, so that makes her a cat lady.
Kind of, yeah, look at that.
See? No, there's no kind of.
She kind of looks not too bad from the back, but
that's just the back.
Yeah.
It could be Carol Baskin.
That
looks like Carol Baskin.
Nah.
Are you sure that's not Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin's got that kind of yellowy, strawy, can't be bothered to dye my hair properly type look. Her hair's kind of like white. She might be like 80.
Could be a wig.
Can we even see that?
See?
There we go. Look. I think get a little bit of a view. Look. At least see the red dress. You can see a red ass. Anyway.
Right.
There we go.
Okay.
And let me see if I can zoom in on the lion who...
Oh, we have a picture of the lion.
Yeah, he looks skinny and disinterested is the best way to describe him.
That's a blurry picture. It looks like that was taken on an Android.
Well, I've zoomed in.
Oh.
Look at that. Okay. As a lion, if any of you are listening, if you go to Google and Google skinny lion, you're going to get pretty much the same effect as the photo I just showed there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so...
maybe she's throwing money at the lion because he's hungry and so he can go out to eat.
Why the roses, though?
It's a woman thing.
Yeah.
Symbol of love.
Apparently she was dancing with the roses and tossing the bills in while she was dancing around.
See? Well, it's just an attention-getting device.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. The incident comes 2 years after a woman, Maya Autry, climbed the same barrier and into the exhibit in 2019. Good to see that security has improved since that first incident.
Right.
But mind you, I don't think...
Probably the same
security. I don't think the Bronx has any money, so they don't care about being sued. It's like, all right, we don't have any money, but you can take a giraffe.
Right.
Yeah. where she then danced for the lion, saying it loved her. She was later arrested on 2 counts of criminal trespassing. Authorities haven't yet identified the woman in the most recent video.
Stop.
Go on then.
2 counts.
Two what now?
2 counts.
Yeah, 2 counts.
How is there two? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can't.
Well, criminal trespassing, she might have A, broken into the zoo after hours or off hours, and then broken into an enclosure, because you're not supposed to go in enclosures. Even if you have admittance to the zoo, that doesn't legally give you admittance to the enclosures where the animals are.
So you're thinking not only did she break into the enclosure, but you think she broke into the zoo. Even though she had $100 to throw at her, she couldn't buy like a $20 ticket to get in the zoo?
Well, the fact the staff didn't catch her, because she had fled before any staff could come. But this was during the day. I'm talking about the original incident. Which is the 2 counts of criminal trespass.
I got you. Okay. I thought that was this
one. No.
Okay.
So the reason they think it's her was after looking at her most recent Instagram posts. I think she kind of shot herself in the foot.
See? And social media is dangerous, kids.
Photos on her Instagram account feature her wearing the same outfit as the trespasser. So that might be open and shut case there.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, can they use that evidence against her? Because isn't that self-incriminating? Isn't that a Fifth Amendment issue?
No. Because they can't force you to testify against yourself.
Right.
But this is not being forced. She made this error herself.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So, once again, be careful, kids, on social media.
Do you think she wore that dress on Instagram because the lion follows her on Instagram?
Oh,
and they'd be, look out for me, baby.
Right.
I'll be there. Wait, throw in the money. What? And in that red dress, despite the fact you're colorblind, you feline bastard.
But what if the lion was sending her messages via Instagram?
Oh, I wonder if that lion was from, like, somewhere in Africa where they do all those scams, and he was messaging her saying, send me money,
Nigerian prince,
and I'll transfer all this money to you. And so she went to collect, throwing the bills, because he said, well, I want it in person, really, because I'll be honest with you, opening a PayPal account as a lion is a bit of a shit freaking experience.
Well, not only that, but I mean, he's got to have all the ID and everything else like that. He's not going
to
mess.
And they said you have to be over 18, and he's only like, you know, who knows how old he is, or she.
I guess, based off of the picture, we know it's a he.
Yeah.
Because that's the, you know, the mane and all of that. That's a male lion. So we know the gender of the
lion. I did zoom in. He didn't look very excited.
No, he didn't.
He didn't look ready for, anything. Anyway, let's move on. Bridegroom was axed to death by fake witch doctor after turning to black magic when his wife left him a year after they married.
What kind of questions?
What do you mean, what type of questions? Oh, yeah. Axed to death.
Yeah. So she just asked him a bunch of questions until he died?
Yeah. He was. Bridegroom was axed to death by... Why would witch doctor ask that many questions?
I have no
clue. I don't get that.
I thought you were supposed to ask the questions to the witch doctor.
Yeah.
Not have the witch doctor ask you a bunch of questions.
Let's assume it's an actual implement to cut down trees or cut logs, that type of axe.
Okay. I got you.
We've just been watching too many MTV Raps videos and all that.
It's that accent of yours. Sometimes it's tough to understand.
Anyway, this apparently was in Russia. Well, if it wasn't, the Russian police sure have commented on it a lot. So Anton Shabanov turned to black magic to save his new marriage to Lyubov. Now, I don't know whether that's a city or the name of a woman. He enlisted the help of fraudster Nikolai Ivanov.
That's a very Russian name.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were going to name a Russian character in a novel, it's going to be Nikolai Omnarov.
Yeah. Comes out in tights, dancing to music with like fake swans.
With a furry hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To perform rites in the woods. An argument broke out and Ivanov struck Shabanov in the head with an axe. I wonder what type of argument breaks out. Look, witch doctor, I'll be honest with you. My marriage is on the rocks. Sex, terrible. We argue all the time.
Right.
Is there anything you can do to repair this marriage? And I have an additional question. Feel free to answer this one. Why have you got an axe?
Right. So then the witch doctor just asks a bunch of questions like a counselor.
Yeah, because I've seen a picture of like witch doctors and stuff. What I haven't seen is a witch doctor with an axe. They're not like holding it up. Like,
yeah, but don't they have the big staff with like the skulls and stuff hanging off of it?
Are you thinking of like Masters of the Universe?
No, like in Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Isn't that guy kind of a witch doctor and he's kinda, got that staff? He walks around.
Bit of a difference between that and an axe. Though. I mean, that.
No, but my point being, could he hide an axe in the little staff? You know, like those sword canes. You know, you have a cane and you're walking around and then you pull that deal out and now you got a sword.
Why would he want to hide that though? It's going in the woods.
I don't know.
If you're going to have legitimate reason to carry an axe, going into the woods is probably a good one. Normally, right. Normally speaking, when you're not doing black magic rites, carrying an axe into the woods is
maybe
normal.
Maybe his day job is a lumberjack.
Mm. Well, let's see. Right. Anton Shabanov, our bog standard Russian, 33, an engineer, turned to black magic. He enlisted the support of a convicted fraudster. So this dude had already been convicted. Oh, he didn't do his research on him.
Gotcha.
So for any of our listeners and people viewing on YouTube, if you are going to hire witch doctors, do your background research just to make sure they're not lying to you.
I think ZipRecruiter will do that for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think any of the good recruitment like sites. Yeah, they'll all like that. Do a background research.
Right.
On it. Yeah. So for a rite that involved burying the couple's possessions in a forest near some place I can't pronounce. Now, again, if the witch doctor said to me, look, bring some of the shit, we're going to bury it. But like, all right, shall I bring a spade? Like, nah, don't worry about that. Sure, you don't want a spade, do it? Because like the ground out there, you know, it's been pretty dry. It's been pretty dry this time of the year and now it's freaking cold, right. You know, because we live in Russia. Sure, we don't need a spade. Nah, I've got it. And he's bought an axe to dig a hole, which breaks the earth, admittedly.
Yes.
Doesn't really scoop the earth out quite so much. I have tried to dig a hole with a very small hand axe before when I was working on some plumbing, trying to expose a pipe. And it's a bit of a nightmare because you can break up the earth, but then you have to like drag it out.
But if he's not bringing that much stuff to bury, you could just kind of take an axe and dig a little trench.
Now, I do have a picture of the happy couple.
Yeah, I don't think they're a happy couple.
This dude, few things. Gotta love the skinny jeans he's wearing there. For getting married. Well, not skinny jeans, skinny pants.
Yeah, that's... Oh, the chick's not bad looking. Yeah. So, I mean, and he's not a bad looking dude.
Well, I mean, he probably is now.
Now.
He's got half his head missing and he's been buried in the ground for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, she's kind of cute. I can see why he was having issues, though.
Why?
Look at him, mate. He's clearly a Russian soy boy. He's punching above his weight. He's not going to be able to keep her happy.
That's true. And she almost has a look on her face like, you realize this isn't going to go well.
Yeah, you realize I'm doing you a favor here.
Yeah.
Right.
She lost a bet somewhere.
So here we go. Here's how it all went down.
Okay.
How it went south. As they performed the ritual, Ivanov mocked the other man and insulted his estranged wife. Why would you do that? It's already like pretty much hit your last kind of options once you bring in the witch doctor. You know, you've gone to marriage guidance counseling.
Right, check.
Yeah, you've kind of like agreed to make all the changes. Like, I'll stop pissing on the seat. I'll put the seat up. I'll stop sexting other women and stuff. Yeah. Let's just kind of see how things
whittle down the vodka intake.
Yeah, once you get to the witch doctor, it's normally kind of...
That's the last ditch.
Short of bringing in the necromancer to kind of raise her from the dead after you've murdered her, that's kind of like one of the last options you go through.
Right.
So a fight ensued, and Ivanov...
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. And Ivanov used an axe to strike multiple blows to the groom's head and neck, killing him. He covered the body with branches, always a good thing. Yeah. And fled the scene. Police later detained him, and he confessed to killing Shabanov, who worked for energy joint Luck Oil. And that's very relevant.
Well, you say that. Maybe it is very relevant. Mm. Could this be some kind of a, you know, hiding what this oil company's doing? You know, all these profits and everything, and maybe he was going to go out and tell the world about this evil oil company? And this is just all a cover story?
I don't know. I've got one sentence left in this article. And that might allude to that. It says, a court jailed Ivanov from another place in Russia I can't pronounce for 9.5 years, and he was ordered to pay £20,700, so about $35,000 US dollars in damages. I don't know who he's paying those damages to.
Maybe her family, right?
Maybe to the wife. Oh, what if this dude was had some a lot of insurance and the wife hired kind of like push things along, like
do they
kill
have
him
life
and
insurance in Russia?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
I didn't know they had witch doctors in Russia.
I didn't know that either. So that's a good point.
Right. So continuing the theme of magic and lunatics.
We're going to talk about U.S. politics now?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Didn't want
to
do
no, that. No, that's in the shipwreck section. Oh. Right. Here we go. So we're moving now from Russia to New Zealand. New Zealand Council ends contract with wizard.
No.
After 2 decades of service.
That poor guy. I remember reading an article about this town in New Zealand that had a wizard on staff. And I thought, oh, that's a, you know, BS article or whatever. Then I found out, no, it's true. You're saying the dude's out of a job.
For the benefit, once again, of our audio-only listeners, there's a picture of the wizard. He's very wizardy, isn't he?
He is very wizard.
He's not
wizard
cutting corners. He's not cutting corners.
Let's be honest. If you were going to stereotype what a wizard looks like, that dude fits the bill.
Yeah. He looks at that point there like he's giving 5 points to Gryffindor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So Ian Brackenberry Channel was paid.
Oh, he even has a wizard name too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, the last part, Channel.
No, Ian.
Ian the wizard. Ian the wizard.
If you were going to name a wizard outside of Merlin, you'd pick Ian.
Ian the wizard, yeah.
Ian the wizard.
Yeah. I once heard about a guy who had a cat called Ian. It's not the kind of name you give to a cat.
No,
is it? Ian the cat. Ian, come here.
Yeah, no. Ian the wizard, yes. Ian the cat, no.
Oh, you remember that I said that when I get another dog after this one dies, and I'm not convinced this one I've got at the moment isn't actually dead, I was going to name it originally Karen so I could take it to parks and shout out, Karen, right. Come here, Karen. But now I'm thinking of calling it either like COVID or Omicron. So I shout, COVID, come here. Omicron, get your nose out of that other dog's ass.
So COVID, I could see.
Yeah.
Omicron, not so much. Because I think by the time you get that dog, there's going to be another variant. Yeah. And the Omicron thing isn't going to make any sense.
Well, the reason I kind of thought about Omicron is because Omicron loves everybody, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And, you know, if I get another Vizsla, those dogs are so friendly. I thought Omicron would be like a really good name for it.
Because
it loves everybody.
Yeah, but you know, when you give a dog a complicated name like that, they have to have a kind of a nickname too. You know, it's like the show dogs where they're like, this dog is Prince blah 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 blah, but he goes by Rover. So I mean, Omi, is that what you'd call the dog? I mean, you're not gonna yell Omicron all the time. You're gonna have a nickname.
Well, I mean, with the current Vizsla I have, the most frequent name I use is you greedy ginger bastard. So yeah.
Something even though her name's Mia, which is very short to say.
Yeah, I shorten it. You shorten greedy it. Greedy ginger bastard, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so Ian Brackenberry Channel was paid $16,000 a year. I don't know if that's Australian dollars, and I have no clue what that translates to.
I think, doesn't New Zealand have their own money?
Oh, that's true. It's New Zealand, not Australia. Mm-hmm.
Same difference.
It's, you know, long swim in it to get
there. Yeah, but $16,000.
$16,000 a year to provide acts of wizardry for the city of Christchurch.
Gotcha.
So hopefully.
So was he found in like breach of contract or something like that?
Well, let's see. Let's see what it does. Right. The official wizard of New Zealand, I thought it was just for this county, but apparently he's now the official wizard for New Zealand, or was. Perhaps the only state appointed wizard in the world, has been cast from the public payroll, spelling the end to a 23-year legacy. The wizard, whose real name is Ian Brackenberry Channel, well, it didn't even tell us what his fake name was.
So he has a pseudonym, then.
Well, yeah, hopefully it'll tell us that in a moment.
I hope so.
Yeah. Had been contracted to Christchurch City Council for the past 2 decades to promote the city through acts of wizardry and other wizard-like services. Just making sure that nothing escapes the wizardry.
Because you're going to have to help me here. acts of wizardry.
Yeah.
I get, right?
And other wizard type stuff. That's what I don't know.
What are the other wizard services?
What I don't know those
possibly
I don't know what those peripheral services are. Like, what, being a bit part in, like, commercials and stuff? Or,
oh, that's a good point.
I don't know. I don't know if that
spokesperson,
comes under.
Spokeswizard.
Yeah, spokeswizard.
Yeah, the official spokeswizard of Christchurch Chevrolet.
Maybe have him, like, do the weather, because that's pretty much guessing. So he could stand up there and be like, I predict that, you know, we're going to get a monsoon and a hurricane in the same spot.
And nobody faults the weatherman when they get it wrong.
Yeah.
Still the perfect job. Mm-hmm. Still think weatherman is the perfect job.
So at a cost of $16,000 a year, he has been paid a total of $368,000. The wizard, who was born in England...
There you go.
...began performing acts of wizardry and entertainment in public spaces shortly after arriving in New Zealand in 1976. When the council originally tried to stop him, the public protested. Mm. Which is kind of amazing because... there's a lot of protests in New Zealand at the moment because of the lockdowns.
Right.
So the people do actually, when there's an issue to cling on to, like freedom from lockdowns and economic strangleholds, I can understand them kind of resisting that. But when somebody closes out the local wizard, my first thought is, all right, I'm not going into work today. I've got to organize a march.
Yes.
Go down, get some placards printed. And
I kind of feel bad for the wizard. Was he... Well, of course, I feel bad for anybody that loses their job, okay? But was he a wizard in England and, like, Hogwarts wouldn't let him in? And so then he said, I'm going to go halfway around the world to New Zealand where wizards are welcome?
Maybe he got disgraced as a wizard in England.
But isn't New Zealand where all the Lord of the Rings people live?
That's where they filmed some of it.
Well, that's where they live.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes sense to go there.
Well, let's see. Anyway. When the council tried to stop him, the public protested. In 1982, the New Zealand Art Gallery Directors Association, I don't know what degree you need to get that job, said he had become a living work of art. And then in 1990, the Prime Minister at the time asked that he consider becoming the Wizard of New Zealand. I am concerned that your wizardry is not at the disposal of the entire nation, the Prime Minister wrote on his official letterhead. Was probably... explains why they've made such a dog's ass of the COVID situation in New Zealand.
So, but this was back in 1990. That was 30 years ago.
1982, mate. And then 1990.
No, 1990 was the prime minister, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did the wizard lose his job?
Recently. I'm getting to that bit. Hopefully the reasons also.
Okay.
I suggest, therefore, that you should urgently consider my suggestion that you become the Wizard of New Zealand, Antarctica, and relevant offshore areas. They really do like to encompass, to make sure there's no get-out clauses in their contracts, right, don't they? No doubt there will be implications in the area of spells, blessings, curses, and other supernatural matters that are beyond the competence of mere prime ministers. Since then, he has performed in Christchurch, rain danced in New Zealand and Australia during droughts, and was awarded the Queen's Service Medal in 2009, Queen's Birthday Honours. But he has also encountered controversy with off-colour comments about women.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
So, in April, a screening of Channel 3's current affairs show, New Zealand Today, hosted by Guy Williams, the wizard said he liked to tease women by telling them they were devious and said they use cunning to get men who are thick, which is kind of British slang for stupid.
Oh, okay.
I love women. I forgive them all the time. I've never struck one yet. A woman because they bruise too easily is the first thing. And they'll tell the neighbors and friends. And then you're in big trouble. Well, all right. At this point, I can see why maybe he's been canceled.
Right.
I'm not normally in support of cancel culture, but this is a bit...
He set this up for himself.
He's got nobody but himself to blame.
I'm not really feeling sorry for him anymore.
But you've got to wonder, after 2 decades of service, what suddenly spiked this? What unrecanted love?
Well, it's more than two decades, though. Remember, you're talking about 82.
No, I'm talking about how long he's been in service, because it was just over a couple of decades he was actually in service. Oh, in New Zealand. Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder what made him snap and suddenly go off on a rant about...
Look, you and I both know that we have no clue how hard of a job it is to be a wizard. So you don't know what day in, day out, it's like being a wizard.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never been a toll booth operator. We've never been wizards. I'm sure both jobs, very high stress.
Yeah. I'd rather be a wizard, though, I think.
I think so, too, yeah. If I had to pick between the two.
But, you know, I mean, he's given, and, you know, here on The Wolf and the Shepherd, we don't advocate violence towards anybody unless they deserve it. He has actually given some pretty good advice for domestic abuse.
Oh, okay.
People there, you know, don't strike a woman because they'll bruise too easy is the first thing they'll tell the neighbors and the friends. So any potential would-be wife beaters out there, don't do it, A, because it's very, very wrong, but B, if you listen to this wizard, you're probably going to get caught as well. So
I think if you're listening to a wizard, though, to try to figure out how to live your life, you got other problems.
Well, we know how it went down with the witch doctor, so the wizard, you know, you can't trust these people, to be honest.
I wonder if they belong to a union.
The wizard union, yeah.
Like, the wizard and the witch doctor and everything. Like, is there a union for all those people?
And magical people.
Yeah.
You'd figure it'd be smart to make one, wouldn't it?
Right.
Because clowns have unions.
That's true.
Yeah.
Circus workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truck drivers.
All right. So the wizard said the council had decided to stop paying him because he did not fit the vibes of the city, which was generally don't beat women.
Yeah, but after that long, all of a sudden?
He said he was a provocateur. It implies that I am boring and old, but there is nobody else anything like me in Christchurch. That was a direct quote. So obviously
I believe that one.
Stuff is kicking in there. It's just they don't like me because they are boring old bureaucrats and everyone likes me and no one likes them. I think he's cut his own throat there.
Yeah.
He's obviously lost the plot.
He probably overstayed his welcome a little bit and kind of went off the rocker and everything. And it was probably time to retire a couple of years ago. But is that one of those positions whenever you retire as a wizard of a city that you got to train your replacement? Like, that would have been smart for the city to go ahead and say, look, Ian, we've got Joe over here. He's going to take your job over. We appreciate all your years of service, but we'd like for you to retire, and can you train Joe so when you retire, we still have a wizard?
Mm.
Maybe that's why he's so mad at the bureaucrats, because there was no replacement in sight. And he's like, look, I've been doing this for a while. Been saving my money, taking care of everything. I'm ready to retire. I can go out quietly and train a replacement, or I'll go out with a bang. Just trying to be on his side a little bit.
I don't know. I think he got fired for being a dumbass, basically.
Probably.
So if Pat were here, he would love this next story, because as we know, Pat also, other than having a fondness for dolphins that we've discovered, loves monkeys.
Yes.
Not in the same way he loves dolphins.
Right.
We just want to put that out there.
Correct.
Pat has not been accused of assaulting
monkeys
in any way or form that we have yet heard of.
Yes.
Right. So US is hit by monkeypox. Maryland patient tests positive for the rare virus after a trip to Nigeria.
So monkeypox is a real disease?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Again, I thought that was made up.
For our listeners, is a picture of a monkey. I very much doubt this is the monkey directly responsible for the transference of monkeypox, but they included a picture of a monkey just in case some of you have lost the thread just from reading the headline there.
Yeah.
And they also have a picture of monkeypox victims. I don't know if you want to call them that there. It just basically looks like you've got a few pussy warts.
Right.
But
isn't that all poxes?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that kind of part of getting a pox disease,
yeah,
if you get those little bumps and everything?
I think outside of the novelty, this isn't really much of a story. It says here, the unnamed resident is currently recovering in isolation with mild symptoms and has not been hospitalized. Monkeypox originated in monkeys. Well, that's good to know.
Well,
kept for research in Central and Western Africa and kills 1% of those infected. This sounds eerily familiar.
Yeah. It does.
Right. The virus rarely infects humans and had disappeared for decades. But now it's back.
Monkeypox is back. I honestly thought that was a fake disease.
Well, the CDC released a media statement revealing its scientists confirmed on Tuesday that the traveler had a case of monkeypox.
What's more, the strain that the patient contracted matches the strain that has been re-emerging in Nigeria since 2017. So,
maybe the lion from earlier was getting out of there because he didn't want monkeypox.
He'd heard rumors.
Right.
And, you know, he needed to get a train to somewhere.
Yeah. I think more like a boat, though.
Maybe.
I don't think he can take a train from Africa to the Bronx.
Well, no, but he's got to get to the airport or to the sea first. And he says he's taking a train to like either JFK or wherever.
Yeah.
Probably riding the subway. Maybe he needed that money for the clothes so he can dress himself up.
Yeah. Yeah, but if he's got that much cash, wouldn't he take a taxi?
Probably an Uber.
Or an Uber.
Yeah.
Ubers are cheaper.
Yeah. So, football. It's football season. Coming towards the end of the regular season.
American football now?
Yeah.
Let's make sure that we're not talking about soccer here.
Coming to the end of the regular season that before we hit the playoffs. New Jersey high school football coach is suspended after being found half naked on the field at 2 a.m. Cops also find human feces on a rug and vomit on jerseys in the team's locker room. Well, that just sounds like the average high school locker room for football players, to be honest with you there.
Yeah. So far, a non-story.
Yeah. It's got a picture of the guy, but I don't really think that's relevant.
Nah.
Nick Famularo, Asbury Park High School football coach, was suspended after he was found half naked and trespassing on the New Jersey school grounds. Now, that sucks, isn't it? Because if you work there...
Is that really trespassing?
It's not really trespassing. What if he went back to get something? He forgot his like playbook or some crap.
I guarantee he's got keys to the place.
They've just tagged that charge on.
Yes.
That should be dropped in court.
I agree.
So police found a disorientated Famularo locked out of his car without pants and with a woman.
Oh.
By the football stadium. Now this kind of explains maybe why he didn't have
the
pants.
The naked thing.
Yeah. Officers entered the team's locker room to find human feces and vomit. Famularo went on to coach the team in a game hours after the incident. So
well, it's probably a big game coming up.
Yeah, big game. You know, these high school coaches can get away almost literally with murder in some towns, depending how, you know.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah. So, along with Famularo, the district's athletic director and two assistant football coaches were also suspended. Ooh.
That's interesting. But they weren't found when they found this dude,
yeah,
right?
I'm hoping they get... Well, no, it does not say in the story why they were.
That's kind of a bizarre footnote, don't
you
think?
It is. Well, according to the police report, three officers found him without pants at the stadium at 2:21 a.m. So when they say a game hours later, it means...
The next day.
Like about 17 hours later.
Yeah.
One of the officers reportedly went to high school with... Famularo and tried to assist the disorientated man. Famularo, who has served as the head football coach since last year, was reportedly locked out of his vehicle, but because the car was registered to his girlfriend, police could not unlock it for him.
That's interesting.
Famularo's girlfriend then arrived to pick him up, and a woman then walked out of the stadium to give him back his facility keys, cell phone, jacket, and car keys.
So he left all that stuff inside, locked his keys inside the school, so he couldn't get in the car.
He was basically shagging another woman, got locked out of the car, passed out from being drunk, was found, and
Typical Thursday night, probably.
Typical Thursday night in
New
Friday
Jersey.
Night light preparation.
Yes.
All right, now what do you know about hairless cats?
I don't like the sight of them.
All right.
They scare me.
Escape what like sphinx cats and stuff.
Yeah,
look even more evil than normal, don't they?
Not only that, they look like rats. You can't trust cats anyway.
Well, they look like the bad gremlins in the Gremlins movie, don't they?
Right,
they're hairless. Yeah. So, Delta passenger on a flight from Syracuse to Atlanta was breastfeeding her hairless cat and refused to stop. Well, I think it's the cat that refuses to stop, isn't it? Because the cat's deciding, yeah, I've had enough.
Right.
Yeah.
None of that, sad to say, surprises me. Because anybody that would have a hairless cat probably would do some kind of stunt like that.
Yeah, okay. So, message sent by crew member through aircraft communications addressing and reporting system claims passenger was breastfeeding her cat. Delta staffer requested that flight be met by redcoats who were elite airport customer service experts. flight attendant claimed in a TikTok video.
Then it has to be true.
Which is, you know, if you're going to report something, where do you go? Do you go to your local news station? Do you think this might be bigger? I think I'm going to go directly to NBC or Fox.
Or call some paper like the New York Times, Washington Post, something like that.
Bollocks. I'll put it on TikTok.
Get a real reporter to go ahead and write this story up and give your story. No. Let's make a TikTok video.
So here we go. Delta staffer requested the flight be met with a red coat, so I've never heard of, but I've never done anything that actually required the attendance of elite airport customer service experts, to be honest.
Yeah, but maybe Delta just has their own name for that.
Yeah.
And they're a little creative. It's like, hey, you're really good at customer service. Wear this red coat so we know that you're one of the good ones.
Right.
Well, this we've never seen any, which means there's really not any good customer service people for Delta.
Well, the only people I've ever spoken to at Delta are people trying to help me find the luggage they've just lost.
Yeah.
So this actual summary brings some new parts into the story.
Okay.
A female passenger on a recent Delta Airlines flight stunned a fellow travelers and cabin crew when she was reportedly observed breastfeeding a pet cat, which we already know.
Right.
And the woman refused to stop, right? Okay. She was trying to get her swaddled and screaming hairless cat to latch upon her nipple. So it didn't sound like the cat was into it.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's scratching her tit. Right. She's trying to get it to like drink the milk out of her nipple.
Whatever. Yeah. And the cat didn't want to.
Apparently, I don't know if hairless cats, if screaming is a exuberance of joy about the human lactation they're about to partake in, or whether it's actually, no, mummy, I don't want to do this. This is weird in public.
I think both.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with both on that one.
The woman had one of those, like, hairless cats swaddled up in a blanket, so it looked like a baby at first, she recounted. A shirt was up, and she was trying to get the cat to latch, and she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier, and the cat was screaming for its life. According to the airline's website, Delta fully supports a woman's right to breastfeed on board Delta and Delta Connection aircraft and in Delta facilities. I think they need to be a little bit more specific with the breastfeeding thing. Well, I mean, I know we've got a transportation secretary who took 3 months off to fake breastfeed while we had all this supply chain issue.
Sure.
That's allowed, apparently.
That's okay.
But on Delta, they need to be more specific about what you're allowed to breastfeed, because sooner or later, somebody's going to bring on a therapy elephant.
Yeah. But let's also be honest. That's where warning labels come from, right? It's somebody that has to sit around and say, well, we never thought somebody would fill this bucket up with water and stick their head in it and drown themselves. Mm. So now we have to put this warning label on all our buckets to say, don't fill this up with water and stick your head in. Somebody dropped the ball at Delta when they were writing up all the stuff that, you know, they support. They should have put some kind of like human breastfeeding or something in there. So I blame their rules and policies person.
Well, apparently the only rule she broke was that she wasn't keeping the cat in a carrier under her seat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only thing. So it's basically like, you know, probably a minor fine.
Yeah.
But
if it would have been an emotional support cat, so maybe we kind of blame her, because she could have went online and I think it costs like $5 and you can register your animal as an emotional support animal.
Well, I think the cat's going to need an emotional support animal from the sounds of it.
If you were a cat and you had to get an emotional support animal, what kind of animal would you get?
Probably something I could push off the table.
Like a mouse?
Yeah, because cats like doing that. They like pushing things off.
Why do they like that?
I don't know, but I'm thinking if they had a support pet, they'd like something small they could continually just push off the table, because it helps calm them down.
Like a chicken.
Maybe, because like that could fly back up, so they wouldn't have to keep going down and helping it back on the table.
That's a good point,
I don't know if chickens and cats are traditionally friends, though.
Right.
Because there's a bit of animosity.
Cats aren't friends with anything, though.
Not really, even other cats most of the time.
Right.
Unless they get into feral territory, then they form gangs.
Raccoon. A raccoon would be an excellent emotional support animal for a cat.
I don't know. Raccoons are too smart. They just end up strangling the cat and living a life of freedom.
Yeah, but follow me here. The cat knocks stuff off the table.
Mm.
A little raccoon's going to jump down there and pick it up with its little hands and put it back on the table.
It sounds like an indentured servant raccoon, which is
not an emotional support animal.
Okay. All right. Well, the final story for today's episode is from India, where we have a lot of listeners, an extreme, unusually large amount of listeners, apparently, in India. This one's not the happiest story, but to be honest, when you type in India and news, you're not always under an avalanche of feel-good stories.
True.
So this one's kind of in the middle there. Indian brother decapitates his pregnant sister, 19, then poses for a selfie with the head, along with his mother, after the girl had eloped.
Is that one of those, what do they call them, honor killings or something
like
that?
Yeah, it sounds like it. So here's a picture of the woman when she still had a head.
Right.
Looks, I don't know, just like a normal person with a head, I guess.
Yeah.
And here's a picture with the mom. I'm not sure if this is one of those photos from Victorian times where they used to pose with dead bodies, but she looks very much like she hasn't been alive since 1994. Anyway, Sanjo Mote, 17, allegedly beheaded his sister, Kirti Thor, 19, at a home in India. Their mother, Shobha Moti, allegedly held Kirti's legs while Sanjay attacked her. Now, if I was going to cut off somebody's head, I would want somebody to hold the legs because you don't want to be kicked, you know? Right. But I'd also probably want somebody to hold the top half of the body because while I was cutting the head off, being punched in the face and poked in the eyes would be off-putting.
Wouldn't it be easier to cut the head off if they were already dead?
You'd think so.
Right.
Right? In which case, the mom was unnecessary in this. You don't need to hold dead people's legs, at least not until 30 seconds after death.
Whatever. So now you pretty much got to blame the mom for not teaching the kids correctly.
Sanjay and Shobha then allegedly posed for selfies with Kirti's head and showed their neighbors. I don't know whether like they took the phone round and said, hey, look at this. No. Or whether they posted it on social media.
Do they have social media in India?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. India book.
Gotcha.
An Indiagram.
Indiagram.
Culture. So decapitated his pregnant older sister and posing for a selfie with a severed head in a so-called honor killing after she eloped.
See, I told you it was an honor killing.
And married a college sweetheart in India. Now, if they go to school the same age as we do here in America, right? College sweetheart, she's 19, surely she's just a freshman, right?
Not necessarily. Could be like sophomore.
Well, maybe.
Could have graduated college, high school around 17, right? Now, remember, the Indians, though, they're smart people.
Mm.
So she could have graduated early. Could have graduated like 15, 16, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you take somebody from over there and bring them to our school system, they'd probably graduate our high school at like 10.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so now you take that into consideration. She probably graduated 15, 16. At 19, she's a senior in college.
True. Yeah. Sanjay Mote beheaded his sister in the kitchen while she was making tea for him and her mother. So, I mean, talk about an inopportune thing. It's like she's going through to make the tea, whispers to his mother, all right, it's going to be now. I know there probably should be like a little bit more planning and we should probably take her out in the backyard, you know, just kind of like mess-wise and stuff. But no, she's making the tea. I'm going to follow her in there. You grab her legs. I'm going to cut her head off. Do you have plenty of power on your phone at the moment so we can put some selfies, selfies?
I'm glad you gave me this warning. Let me plug in.
No, let me plug this in. Let's drink this tea really quickly, send it back to make another cup of tea. By then, the phone's going to have recharged. I can take the photos.
Right.
All right.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah. So, Kirti, who was 2 months pregnant, had eloped in June and married her boyfriend, Avinash Thor, who she had met in college secretly.
Her boyfriend's last name is Thor?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's the regular Thor with an E on the end.
Oh, not as cool.
Who she had met in college secretly after her family disapproved because her lover was poorer than their family. Her mother and brother asked to visit her and the pair arrived at Kirti's home on Sunday when the teenager attacked his sister from behind.
It always comes down to the money thing.
Sanjay beheaded his sister using a sickle. And for those of you who don't know what a sickle is, it actually gives an explanation here. A curved blade used in agriculture for harvesting crops.
Yeah.
Before they posed for selfies with a head and showed the neighbors, the teenager and mother surrendered at the Vergoan police station and are now under arrest. Kirti's husband, Avinash, was at home when she was killed.
Oh, he was in the other room watching the game.
Well, either that, it's playing on like Xbox or something, because sometimes it'd take a meteor to kind of like get me out of game mid-game.
Well, he could have had headphones in a what do you call it, little mic on. Yeah. Maybe he was playing Call of Duty or whatever and was really into the game.
Well, the son, he tried to attack his brother-in-law, but he managed to escape. So he actually ran off.
Gotcha.
Thought, well, screw her, because this dude's got like one of those Grim Reaper-y things.
Well, the Grim Reaper-y one, though, is the side. The sickle's the little one. Like the little handle and the curved blade. Yeah. The side is the big
it's
pole.
It's more portable. It's easier to carry on airplanes, isn't it?
Exactly.
Than the big one, yeah. So the husband was actually in the house as well. So the dad, the husband was in the house, but he was ill. He woke up hearing the sound of falling utensils and rushed to the kitchen.
As you do.
Well, probably, I don't know if he rushed there. Probably, if he was ill, he probably walked there quite slowly. Because one good thing, when you're not feeling well, you need a lot of rest and recuperation. So if he was smart, once he heard all the crashes, he probably thought, well, there's two other people in the house. They can probably take care of that. But then there's probably a little bit of screaming of kind of like, you know, some profanity maybe here and there. Then thought, oh my goodness, I suppose I have to deal with it. Goes downstairs, sees the mess.
And so it was a two-story
house. Screw this. Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, goes back to bed.
I could almost guarantee it's not a two-story house, because if he was sick and he was upstairs, he probably would have said, I'm not going to bother with having to go downstairs and check this out.
Yeah.
If it's a big deal, then come upstairs and tell me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was our last story today on In Other News. But I do actually want to end with an article which was apparently found on Craigslist. This was a genuine article, and I've got a screenshot of it here, and I'm going to read it out to you.
Right? An article or an advertisement for something for sale?
Difficult to know where to categorize it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to read it. So this is posted in the East Village Craigslist.
Like New York? Site.
Yeah.
Is that New York?
Yeah, Lower East is kind of like where Chinatown and Wall Street is.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So... the headline is Muscle Men to Carry My Mother.
Muscle Men to Carry My Mother.
So if you're a man of
muscle. So that's a want ad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Looking for.
Right.
People.
Gotcha.
Thing. Yeah. So if you're a muscle man, this is going to draw your eyes to this. Muscle Men to Carry My Mother. You can think, unless she's one of those fat bitches on my 600-pound life, I think I can probably do this. And it says men, so it's going to be more than one of me. So, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah. Right?
So let's see what the compensation is, or indeed what the story is as to why I've got to be carrying somebody's mother.
Okay.
So starts off, my mom is dead.
Well, that sucks.
Right. She wanted to be cremated, but the guy who burns bodies says she's too fat to get on fire.
Oh, here we go.
For a funeral, we will put her in a box. I am looking for 6 athletic male models to carry my mom into the church. Must have 6 packs and bring your own fedoras. The funeral will be gangster themed because she is Italian.
Okay. Yes, because Italians love the stereotype of all of them being in the mafia.
Right. Yeah. So there we go. So I thought that was a, you know, good. You know, the son is like trying to do something for his mom. He knew what are kind of likes and wishes were, and he's tried to put together a themed wedding.
Yeah. No, funeral.
Sorry, yeah, funeral. Well, I don't know, actually. Well, at this point, if it continued on, there might actually be a wedding involved with it.
That's very true.
Difficult to tell.
Well, with all that being said, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. If you're watching this on YouTube, click our little logo down there and subscribe to our channel. We'd appreciate that, and we will catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.